The Traveler's Journal, February 18th. Uncovering the Stone Age in an Irish Bog. Cage of Fields is a peat bog that blankets 2,500 acres overlooking the Atlantic Ocean in Ireland's northwest corner. For centuries, residents of County Mayo cut blocks of peat, or turf, from this field to keep their home fires burning. But 4,000 years ago, this soggy landscape was a grass-covered pasture for Stone Age settlers who predate the Celts. These unnamed people led peaceful lives, erecting wooden houses to live in and intricate stone walls to fence in their cattle and entomb their dead. But because they had cleared their native forest, the land began to retain moisture, which favored the mosses that decay into bog. Over time, the bog spread, forcing these early ranchers to leave, and eventually covering their entire settlement with a blanket of turf 12 feet thick. Their wooden houses disappeared, but the stone structures remained undisturbed through the ages. More than two decades ago, Seamus Caulfield, an archaeologist at Dublin's University College, began excavating Cage of Fields. Peeling back the turf, he uncovered what's now accepted as the world's most extensive Stone Age settlement. Caulfield convinced the Irish government to make Cage of Fields more accessible. A unique visitor center was built into the bog, a three-story stone and glass pyramid filled with fascinating displays that illustrate how these ancients lived. One can walk paths cut into the bog and view a natural time machine back into history. For more on today's program, check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.